This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The cryptocurrency roller coaster continues. The price of Bitcoin is up almost 70% since the start of this year, but that's after the great crash. There's also the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX and the bankruptcy filings of cryptocurrency firms like Voyager Digital, Celsius Network, and BlockFi. Yet states, especially Wyoming, continue courting more crypto business on the bet that this industry will keep moving mainstream. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Caitlin Long got into crypto in the 2010s, but really saw its potential after she tried to donate to her alma mater, the University of Wyoming, with Bitcoin.
And they said, what? And I said, okay, let me tell you what it is, and let's see if we can figure out how to make this work.
Now, Long is CEO of Custodia Bank, headquartered in Cheyenne. It's trying to get membership at the Federal Reserve to handle digital assets. In the past few years, Long has been instrumental in making Wyoming one of the most crypto-friendly states in the country. However, she does understand why some people have reservations, especially in light of the recent high-profile collapses of several crypto companies.
It's a constant drumbeat that I've had for 5 years publicly trying to warn people these businesses are going to fail. But it's beyond just highly leveraged business models. There were outright criminals in this industry.
But she says crypto has helped her state diversify its economy beyond the energy industry. Wyoming lawmakers have passed laws trying to attract new crypto businesses and authorize the state to issue its own special cryptocurrency called a stablecoin. On the federal level, Wyoming's junior senator Cynthia Lummis has been called the crypto queen because she's so bullish on the technology. She wants the federal government to regulate crypto like other assets in finance and points to Wyoming as an example.
I do believe that Wyoming has a legislative framework that, had it been used by FTX and other companies, would have prevented some of the fraud that we saw.
But some folks are questioning whether lawmakers should be focusing on this at any level. Chris Odenay is a law professor at the University of Iowa and says most digital assets aren't tied to anything tangible, like commercial goods or supply chains.
So then I think you have to ask, what really is this for?
One question is whether crypto should be a part of banking. Wyoming is the first state to grant banks the ability to house digital currencies alongside other currencies like the dollar under one roof. Odenay says this could be a grave mistake.
If the 2008 financial crisis taught us anything, it's that keeping banking simple is really a pillar of avoiding financial harm and the contagion that can follow.
Earlier this year, the Federal Reserve Board denied the application of Long's Custodia Bank. It said the firm's focus on crypto presented too many safety risks. Custodia has filed a lawsuit to challenge how the Fed handled that application. In Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.